Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose Lab, where those of you who don't know the mission, but by now, hopefully you know the mission. Hopefully you're continuing to share what this program and what this platform is about, where we're on a mission. The Purpose Lab is on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures who failed their way to success, to the success that they now have. And so that's what we're on a mission to do. And my only ask is that you continue to, if this moves you, if this touches you, if you find significance in this podcast, please share it with other people. That's my only ask. And so let's get right into the next episode. So on this episode, I want to talk to you about choice. Success, just like failure, is predictable. I can predict how successful you'll be or if you'll fail by what you continuously do on daily basis. Because it's predictable. If you're not doing the things that help you to get to that next level, I can predict that you won't have the success that you want to have. It's predictable, but it's a choice. See, the thing that we've all been given, once we get a chance to wake up and a choice to wake up, we get a choice to do something different in order to have something different. I say this a lot. And the reason why I constantly say this is because it's a choice. It doesn't matter what you even done, what you did a moment ago. You have a choice at this very moment to do something different, to make a difference in your life, in your future. And that choice is up to you. You know, one of the things we constantly talk about and I'll constantly talk about is how confidence is a choice. No one can give you confidence. Confidence is something that is between you and you, but it's a choice because you can continue to not have the confidence that you know you need in order to level up, in order to pass that test. Or you can continue to allow yourself to be stuck in a situation that's lower than you deserve. But it's all a choice. So in this episode, that's what it's about. So I think about, you know, all the successful people that I've studied. And I've always said, and I always say, success leaves clues. And if we really want to achieve the success that other people are having, we got to be willing to put ourselves in positions where we break past the old resistance that tried to get us back to a position that's less than we deserve. But once again, it's a choice. I was sitting in my office last week sometime, and I had one of my football players was in my office, and this gentleman, LeBron James had just released a video, and he was talking about how people use that word discipline so flippantly, meaning that word discipline, people just throw it around, not really understanding how powerful discipline is. I understand it. I know many of you and some of you listening to this understand it because discipline is powerful. I remember I said a long time ago how discipline should be our best friend. But not talking about me right now. Let's talk about LeBron. So LeBron said people use that word flippantly and just put it out there. He said discipline will require you, if you want to have the success that you say you want to have, discipline will require you to leave loved ones for a period of time. I'm going to add to that. It will require you to say no to friends for a period of time. It will require you to not do what you've been doing in order to have something different for a period of time. Every successful person had to implement discipline in order to have the success that they have, but it was a choice. Because think about it, we continue to do the same thing and we want a different result. Didn't Einstein say that's the definition of insanity? We continue to do, we continue to act, we continue to experience the same experiences, act the same way, we continue to have the same things happen because we won't utilize discipline to say, you know what, enough is enough. And as hard and as uncomfortable as it is for me to do this other thing that I'm not comfortable doing, I know I need to do it in order to have the success that I seek. Every successful person had to do it. I remember Steve Harvey talking about it. I remember him talking about how he had to discipline himself in order to be where he is now. He was homeless, but he said, you know what? He was not going to go back to doing a 9-to-5 job because he knew that wasn't what he was meant to do. He knew that he wanted to become something different. And I've heard it said, and I say all the time, we will become exactly who we are. So when we want to go to that next level, we have to become something different in order to revert back. When we revert back, when it gets hard, we revert back to this new person who we are. That's when we develop these habits that we continue to develop by the disciplined choices that we make. It provides a foundation. See, my foundation is different now. I remember when I stopped smoking weed, right? And I remember how hard it was, but then how easy it was because I just made a decision that I wasn't going to do that anymore. Now, it didn't take a long time for it to happen. What took a long time was me making a decision that it was time for it to happen. And the day I finally made the decision and I became disciplined enough to say, you know what? I'm alleviating this because I want something different. I'm not judging what people do. I'm just saying everyone has the ability to judge everyone else. But my thing is I have no room to judge because I'm far from perfect. But what I had to do in my life was say, this is something that was preventing me from being all and having all and becoming the person who I wanted to be. So I'm going to be disciplined enough to stop doing this. Now, there's other things I'm still working on as well, because it's not about perfection. It's about progression. And so I knew I wanted to take that out, drinking alcohol. I said in another episode, I knew that in my bloodline, alcoholism, drug dependency, all ran. And so I knew I wanted to do something different, to have something different, to become a different person. And as I became disciplined, I put myself at another standard, a higher standard. And once I started raising the standard for my life, I was refusing and I refuse to now drop down below the standard. So when we talk about choice, we have a choice to continue to raise the bar of our life. So when we do say, you know what, this is what I want, and this is now who I am. So when I revert back, when I have those things, those times where I slip, what I revert back to is my new me, the new person who I made a commitment to becoming. And so now when I revert, I'm still at that foundational part. I'm not going below that foundation. My standard doesn't allow me to go below that. And I keep raising my standards again and again and again and raise them higher and higher and higher to ultimately achieving and becoming and using the discipline that LeBron talked about in order to be all that I know I'm capable of becoming, all that I desire and deserve to become. See, that's what this life is about. You know, I've said this before. We can't control this. We can't control this. Those of you who can't see me, I got my hands up. But we can't control when we were born. We can't control when we die. But the impact that we leave on this planet, that in-between part, that's all up to us. But it's a choice. See, when I had my son, when I had my daughter, I knew that because, and I said this before, because I didn't experience and have all the things that I wanted to have when I was young, I refused to not allow my kids. I refused to not be a part of my kids' life to where they don't have the things that I knew I wanted when I was younger. So I wanted to make sure that they had that. More than anything, I wanted them to have my presence and have a presence of a person who was going to stand on business. A person who was going to be committed to making sure that I take care of them to my best ability. But it was a choice because I also had the choice to say, I've been part of a single parent household, so it don't matter. It don't matter. You know, I turned out. No, I wanted them to be better. I wanted them to have a better experience. And the only person who could have gave them that better was me. Now, let's talk about how I say it. Confidence is a choice. See, whenever I go in a room. And remember, I'm the kid that got kicked out of two different high schools, graduated from alternative school. And so education wasn't my thing. But I had to use education in order to sit at the tables where I knew I was going to be able to be a part of decisions that were happening for the community and happening to the community I love. And so sometimes I did feel that imposter syndrome sitting at those tables at first. I did feel, man, do I belong here? And then I started to understand that my God doesn't put me in places that I don't. I belong wherever it is I am. And so I'm going to walk in the room, and like Jay-Z said, my voice ain't on crack. Because I have confidence in knowing what I bring to the table. See, all of us have a gift. All of us have a purpose. All of us have something inside of us that we do better than anyone else. No one can do that thing quite like we do it. That's why we need to have confidence in our purpose and that thing that only we can do. See, all of us have a different fingerprint, and those fingerprints will open up different doors. Those fingerprints, just like that snowflake, no snowflake is alike. We are just like that. We are peculiar. We are different than someone else. So we have a different swag to it. We have a different way that we're going to do it. And so when we know we have a different swag to it, a different way that we're going to do it, that means our voice is needed. And so if we continue to mute our voice and we don't speak up for the people who aren't able to experience what we're experiencing, then shame on us. But as we begin to study, as we begin to learn, as we begin to educate ourselves on that thing that we want to become good at, become great at, that we make a choice to say, you know what, this is my thing. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to learn all type of information in order to enhance this gift. We become more and more confident. And as we become more and more confident, we walk in a room with our chest out. We walk in a room with our head up. We walk in a room knowing that it's not about me. It's about the experiences that I had, the thing that I have, the thing that I know I do better than anyone else, that I can help someone else. Because someone's going through that thing that you made it through, and they need to hear from you. That's why you have to have the confidence. That's why it's a choice to have confidence. But as you prepare, as you practice, as you become better and better at it, and being a person who you ultimately were purposed on this earth to become, that's when the ball game changes. But it all goes back to the foundation. It's a choice. See, your success and your failure is predictable based on if you're going to be disciplined enough to make it happen. Because it's possible for it to happen. It's just not going to happen sometimes, and it can, but it might not happen overnight. Because as you're preparing, it may take you a minute to finally say, you know what? I got this. I got it. I make the joke all the time. I can paint my bedroom, but my wife is going to complain about how I got paint on the ceiling, how I got paint, how it don't look. She's gonna complain about it. So why would I spend my time doing that? I could do it, but why do I say, and it's probably gonna take, it's not probably, it's gonna take me longer than what a professional could do. So I know my gift is this. I know my gift is speaking. So what I do is I use my gift in order to supply my need. My need is for that professional to come in to paint the room so my wife ain't gonna be complaining. I don't have to have confidence in painting the room, but I can have confidence in my thing because my thing, I can go hard because as I continue to study, as I continue to educate, as I continue to, because this is my thing. So I'm even passionate about doing that thing. See, that's the thing about our purpose as well. It's something that speaks to your spirit, that speaks to you different than it speaks to someone else because that's not their thing. That's why it speaks to you because that's your thing. So I need you to educate yourself. I need you to enhance that skill in order to have the confidence needed in order to serve. But it's a choice. Success, just like failure, is a choice. And I hope that you choose to become and do all that you were planted on this planet to do, to become. Because the world needs that thing that you have, because no one, as I said, does it quite like you. But you have to make the choice to stop allowing yourself to go lower than the standard that you now set for yourself. See, once we set these standards for ourselves, we have to live up to that standard. And we have to say, you know what? I'm not going lower than the standard. And as I begin to go up, I want to make sure that other people understand as well. See, we train people how to treat us, and we can continue, and I'm not judging anyone because I believe as we continue to learn, I believe it's our obligation to teach. But I believe too that we got to put our, I always reference Jay-Z, right? Because I'm a Jay-Z fan. Jay-Z said, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So I get rich and give back to me. That's the win-win. Let me say that again for those of you not. He said in one of his lyrics, he said, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So I get rich and give back to me. That's the win-win. It was another group, as I'm dating myself, called EPMD. And EPMD had a line where they said, gosh, what was the line? EPMD said, gosh, I can't even remember what the line is. And I had it right as I was, but I got the line. EPMD said, if you hang around nine broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one. Jay-Z said, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. So I get rich and give back. To me, that's the win-win. EPMD said, if you hang around nine broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one. And all of that is a choice. To continue to be the 10th broke friend, or say, you know what, out of our 10, just because my friends are used to doing things the same way, expecting a different result and nothing different's happening, I'm going to be the difference maker. I'm going to be the one in my family to go to school, first generation. That's me, first generation. I'm going to be the one that breaks the generational curse. I'm going to be the one that does something different so my family can have a different life. Hang around nine broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th. What are you talking about? I can tell how successful you'll be by the friends you're hanging around and the conversations you're having. What conversations are you having with your friends? Are you confident enough? Remember, I said being confident is a choice. Are you confident enough to get yourself around different people who can tell you different things and show you different things in order to enhance and expose you to different things that I'm sure you would like? I remember when I first got exposed to flying private. I never wanted to fly commercial again. Now I've had to fly commercial, but I'm telling you, it's going to come to the point where I'm flying private because, and I talked to a person I work with who they do all the different travel for the head coach, and she makes a joke and she says how, it's expensive to fly private, and it's a, and I told her, I said, I get it. But I want to get to the point because I see people who they're not even tripping off the expense because money, they're a magnet for, so money is attracted to them. They don't even go, they just become. And then as they're becoming and as they are and as they create the Amazons, as they create the Costcos, as they create all of these different things, the money is attracted to them. So they're able to fly on their private jet. That may not be your dream, but that's one of my dreams because I've been exposed to it. And once you've been exposed to something, it's hard to go back. And so I know it's a choice for me to either listen to what people are saying that can happen, or it's a choice for me to surround myself with people who are making it happen. And that's what I'm choosing. I'm choosing to not be around the people who haven't made it happen, the people who are just critics. I want to hang around the people who are figuring out ways to make it happen. I want to hang around people who can give me ideas of how to make it happen. Because if you think about it, successful people won't tell you that you can't do it because they got it done. Because they, just like LeBron said, discipline. He had to be around. Discipline means you're going to have to leave your family for. LeBron said that. And I can tell you other quotes that other successful people have said because they had to sacrifice. But it's a choice. It's a choice to either sacrifice now in order to live the life we choose to live later, or continue to do what we're doing and not live the life that we are capable of living. It's a choice. So I hope that we choose to be, to live, and to do the things that will be necessary in order to live the life that you desire and deserve to live. And that's what this podcast is built on. The foundation is understanding, becoming aware, saying to ourselves that, you know what? So, okay, I failed this time. But now let me learn the lesson from this so I can do something new, so I can experience something different, so I can experience something new. If I keep doing the same things are going to happen. But now I understand, I became aware of how I failed. But one thing I didn't do is I did not try. See, or fail if you don't try. But as long as you're trying, as long as you're doing something, you'll fail. But then in that failure, you get a chance to learn that lesson in order to move to the next level. Failure is part of the process in order to experience the success that we want to experience. And every successful person has told us that. If you look at YouTube videos, if you listen to their podcasts, they tell you that they had to fail a whole bunch of times in order to have the success that they've ultimately experienced. Failure is part of the success that you seek. And that's what the whole foundation of this podcast is built on. So I want to thank you again for joining. I want to thank you again for sharing. I want to thank you more than ever for the ask that I asked earlier, that you share and that you subscribe to the YouTube channel if this message has hit you in any way. And if you know this, you know some people who can benefit from these different podcast episodes that I feel is beneficial. I know it's beneficial for me. And I want to thank all of you who are DMing me, who are emailing me, who are telling me that it is making a difference in the choices that you're making, because that's all I want you to be aware of. Just like in this episode, success, just like failure, is a choice. I hope that you choose to be successful based on learning from the failure that you had. But once again, this has been the Purpose Lab. I want to thank you once again for tuning in. And just like always, you know, success is between you and you. And you get to decide to make the choice to be disciplined to have the success that you desire and deserve. All right. I'll see y'all in the next episode. I appreciate you joining. Appreciate you tuning in. And I appreciate you subscribing and sharing. Talk to you later. Peace.